So the work has to occur between election supervisors, and the Berkeley office needs to really take seriously funding, or someone does, an intensive appraisal of the list, the cleaning up of the list, and so on. So I think we need to ask that, and then the PNB needs to hear that clearly in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So we come back to my first question. Are you willing to take point on that, Don?
Well, yeah, rather than take any more time tonight, I believe I understand this, but Carolyn, you and I should talk, so I'm absolutely sure, and I need to review the minutes of this meeting and so on.
That'll be fine.
To make sure.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay, so I will do that.
Good.
Wait a minute. We're going to review the minutes that I'm not clear on here. You better make sure I got the right thing in the minutes. Don, what have you agreed to do?
Well, I believe that I have agreed, now correct me if I'm wrong, to try to develop uniform questions for local election supervisors, informing less that we're going to pose these questions to each of the local supervisors that have to do with people should help me. My view is how would they change their job description, but also what recommendations would they make between elections that the foundation needs to take responsibility for to get the foundation prepared for an election before they hire some poor sacrificial lamb to come in and discover that there's a big mess around the network. And then also questions on what kind of staff do they need? What kind of infrastructure do election supervisors need? For instance, we found that people in L.A. who had not received ballots tried to contact Berkeley and say, I don't have my ballot, but the ballots were never sent. That indicates that Les Radke, I think, was too busy to deal with the myriad number of requests for ballots from people who were legitimate voters. And they simply, many of them picked up their voters from Casey Peters, as another Signal area has reported, the night of the election and just signed on. They didn't have a ballot and so on. So I think we need to focus also on the infrastructure and the staffing of this election.
All right. That sounds like a good job description of your job to me.
Actually,
I think Serene is next. Harrison, you still have a question?
Yeah, well, Don went on quite a long time there. I tried to condense it somewhat, but he can fix the minutes. I got
all right. That sounds reasonable to me. I think,
Carolyn,
Serene, were you on the stack? Yes.
I would like, Carolyn, this is Ted. I just think that with Don...
Wait, Serene was on the stack next, Ted.
Carolyn, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go because I've got a really bad toothache.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm afraid I may have to have a root canal tomorrow. So, ask you one question before I go to bed. Could I ask somebody please to email me those questions, and I'd be happy to pass them on. I've got a relationship going on with the supervisor. I know her phone numbers and everything. I can get in touch with either her or the previous one, for that matter.
All right, when we get to that point, certainly
this
will.
Is Jane,
I think that'll go on the list.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, I got to go to bed. I feel bad.
All right, good night.
Okay.
Thanks,
Jane,
guys.
Did you want to get on the stack? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Serene.
Am I still
and Jane? Serene, and then Ted, and then Jane. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I might have missed something. I'm not clear about whether there is a difference, and if there is a difference, what the difference is between what I said earlier and what Don just said. My position is that we did not hire the local election supervisors. They do not report to us, and we do not know for certain what their end date was or what kind of report they may have been requested to produce. And while we should provide Les with information about what we hope and want them to include in any report that they've been required to prepare, that we are not in a position to solicit that. And other than that, I didn't hear anything different between what I said and what he said. So what did I miss?
I'm sorry, I don't get your point.
Carolyn, may I speak as next person on the stack?
Yes, Ted.
Okay, I want to respond to both Serene and to what Harrison asked a moment ago. It seemed to me, succinctly put, what Don was saying, that the local election supervisors should provide what they suggest as revisions to the job description and recommended policies and procedures to expedite these elections. I think what Serene said is half true. We did not hire these people. They do not have to respond to us. But and the request should go through Les Radke. But I don't think we are prevented from informally asking these people what he will ask them formally, and that is to give us this information. If they are so willing, we're so much the better. If they are not willing, then it falls to him, which he may choose not to do it. He may not have time to do it. Serene's suggestion that it all fall on Les might result in this whole thing falling apart.
This is Harrison. I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay. Was anyone after Ted? No.
Well, this is Jane.
I'm sorry.
Just go back momentarily to the point that Terry was making, which seems to complement. I don't know that it contradicts, but the idea that the work that Don has agreed to do in terms of compiling some questions, mm-hmm. that it doesn't seem clear as to whether we're going to just give Les the opportunity to ask for that information to be included in the reports. I believe that's what Terry was suggesting. Or whether we kind of help the process along by having volunteers from each station who will then have this dialogue with our local supervisors. So I'm just not clear where we are. I do think it might get done a little quicker if we just have volunteers from each station who will carry these questions directly and get answers to it, but agreeing to the point that it should be coordinated with Les.
I would like to suggest that it might be more circumspect if, in fact, Don consulted with Les and got a feeling for which he would prefer, mm-hmm. whether he would prefer to take the questions and see that they're incorporated in election in supervisors' reports, or whether he would prefer that we do the heavy lifting there and interview people for our own report. Don, does that sound reasonable to you?
It does. I think we do need to be very sensitive. I was with Les last night, and he seemed very stressed out. He came to L.A., I think, thinking we had met Quorum, and we hadn't, and he made the flight down here for the... So we have to be very sensitive to the fact that Les is kind of like overburdened, because I think there are going to be several extensions. Mm-hmm. WPFW still has, weeks to go. So my only reservation is, I definitely can be in touch with him and ask him, if we're on the right track and if we can move ahead with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, all he can do is say, I'd rather do it a different way and so on. So I guess the short answer is, I wouldn't mind being in touch with him and seeing if we can approach his local election mm-hmm. supervisors. Yeah.
And perhaps if any of us are thinking of the kinds of questions Serene suggested, we can send them to you, the kinds of things we would like to know. All right, wonderful. Harrison, does that solve your problem?
The comment I wanted to make was, I think most of the questions that Don is thinking about are part of the report that the election supervisors have agreed to make mm-hmm. already, and I mean it is part of their job description, I think, and I would suspect that Les will say, I'm working on that report and I'll get it to you when I can.
Mm-hmm. In which case, I hope that he won't mind if, in fact, we do some interviewing ourselves along other lines that interest us that might not be in the report. That seems reasonable to me. I think the Elections Committee has a right to do some of its own work.
Okay, Don White here.
Can I finish. That the questions be sent to the entire list and not just to one member?
What member are you thinking of?
Well, any given member.
You mean that they be not be just sent to the secretary or just to the chair, but to all members?
That is sent to the list, yeah.
Actually, I thought
yeah.
they were going to be sent to you, Don, but yes, to the list is reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You mean, I understand the question now. Yeah, that's very healthy. I agree with Shireen.
Definitely.
Okay, Don, could I just make one comment?
Yes, Don.
You know, out of respect to Les, maybe, I don't know, maybe we should lay out these questions that we're keenly interested in and say we would like to solicit responses to these questions unless you can report to us that mm-hmm. they will be in the reports that are made. In other words, there is a kind of a question here of whether we're putting a double whammy on local election supervisors. For instance, if we ask, how would you be changing your job description, and they have to report to us, and then they also have to do a report where they had intended to place that, maybe we should put out these questions to the five election supervisors and the national, and say the committee, the election committee of the PNB is very interested in these questions. Will they be in your final report?
Very good. That sounds like a very good way to approach it. Thank you.
And this is Harrison, and I think that meets the questions that I had, and except for maybe, I think we're probably going to get a final report from Les before he leaves his employment, and perhaps that would be the time for us to discuss his report. And so, I think that if we mention the questions we hope his report will address, and those of the local election supervisors, and then we get an opportunity to discuss the report with him, his report at least with him. I think that would be wonderful, and I wouldn't be surprised if the local station boards will want to discuss the reports of the local mm-hmm. supervisors with them.
Good. You know, just parenthetically, I will report Casey Peters.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, please.
Excuse me. I have a friend who's got to take me across town, and I got to leave this call right now.
Okay.
But I am assuming that the job description of the national election supervisor does not require a final report. But if I'm wrong, that's good news.
No, it does.
I'm assuming we're essentially reaching the adjournment of this meeting, but I have to go now. I'd like to know if that is correct.
We're getting closer, Ted.
I think there's one more item in there. In the job description I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure of both the local and national supervisors to provide a report.
All right.
Yes,
well,
they do. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Casey wrote one the last time he was our local advisor, and he said a lot of his recommendations were ignored, so he's probably going to write another one this time.
Thank you, Ted.
I think this
has
been a great meeting, and I'm sorry I have to leave you.
It was. Good night.
Good night.
Jane, adjourn.
Jane? Oh, who wanted to adjourn? Jane?
I would.
I will entertain the motion. I will probably vote against it because I just wanted to get to one more thing, but I guess we could manage.
I withdraw the motion.
Really? Thank you, Jane.
Just to summarize where I think we are in this last discussion, we're thinking about having Don collect suggestions for questions for the supervisors. That will go through the email of the whole group, and that we'll be asking the supervisors whether their reports will include answers to those questions, and we'll hope to follow up on that with
you left the National Election Supervisor out of that chain of events.
Oh,
so
I didn't
he will discuss.
To.
Yes, he will discuss with the national the inclusion of those questions in the local reports.
Okay, right.
If I understood correctly.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I can get this right, but we can revise the minutes if
we'll certainly revise them. Thank you.
Sure, I will. One place or another. Okay, and what was the? Yeah, so we can move on to the last item.
The last item I thought was if we've exhausted everything else, and that was the problems that we had this election of coordination with management. The supervisors had problems coordinating with management, and I think that was alluded to in the support staff issues, but also the coordination with the national office with management, and then this committee's role in some of that, making motions that were then effectively ignored. So somehow I think we need to address what our role is with regard to management, and what management thinks its role is with regard to the elections, and how those
Don White
can
here.
Be somewhat improved. This is such a huge topic that maybe we should leave it for the next meeting, but I did want to make sure we addressed it at some point. Don?
Well, I agree with you. Let's go back and remember, and I'm not meaning to pick out one station, but I can recall that we were very close to the deadline for candidates, and one of our stations did not have the package of information up on their website. I mean, I was a little surprised earlier in this meeting to hear someone report that at the station I'm referring to, the problems with management did not seem to be the major hurdle. But I can remember the executive director and the National Election Supervisor citing a station that did not have up on their website the information that potential candidates needed. So I think that there needs to be a clear timeline that every general manager and PD knows about. Things have to be up by a certain time. The station I'm referring to, you know, found itself in a jackpot because management, in my judgment, did not take these elections seriously.
Yes,
that's true.
Right. That's a good point. Maybe, and if we address that head on, we may get somewhere with it. I just got an email from someone listening to the stream who reminded me of something I had forgotten, and that is that the governance bylaws work groups must be web streamed. Someone had that motion passed some time ago, and they need to be web streamed. So our work group, the Elections Committee work group that's meeting on the 10th, will not have to be web streamed, but when there's a joint meeting with that group, I believe that it will have to be web streamed. So just be aware that whatever you're going to be doing with that second meeting, whenever it happens, will be on the stream.
Okay.
Just to remind people. Okay. Don't know what else we need to do, so Jane, you want to resubmit that motion to adjourn if anyone is...
I'm going to have to go in any event. So.
All right.
If we're ready.
Well, thank you so much. Are there any objections to adjourning?
Good meeting and good job, Carolyn. Very good job facilitating. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a good meeting, we didn't have to take one vote.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Thank you.
What are votes?
Right. Not this week. It's a bad word. All right, people. Wish us luck.
Thank
We're
you.
Counting ballots tomorrow. And thank you all so much for a good meeting. Yes.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.